So that brings up the question, what is holy slavery? St. Louis de Montfort tells us the nature of holy slavery. It consists in giving oneself entirely and as a slave to Mary and to Jesus through Mary, and after that to do all that we do through Mary, with Mary, in Mary, and for Mary. It's a total surrender. It's a sacrifice of everything. Sacrifices all. You keep nothing. It's true slavery. Even your right to dispose of ourselves, we give up. Of the value of our prayers and alms, we give up. Of our mortifications and satisfactions, we give up. And the merits we place with her to preserve and augment, because we cannot communicate to another the merits of sanctifying grace or glory. So it's a complete renunciation of yourself and a complete giving of yourself to Our Lady. And if you want to pray for somebody, you want to pray for a soul in purgatory, you have to appear before Our Lady with nothing, because that's what you have. And you have to beg her to allow this to happen. And you must be resigned to the fact that she might not allow it. And you must also know with faith that Mary is going to know what to do with those graces, that she's going to know where to apply them for the greater glory of God. And isn't that what we should care about? The greater glory of God, even if it's not what I would have done, it's what God really wanted done. What are some of the benefits of holy slavery? Well, the first thing is confidence. Certainly a great problem in the world today is the fact that no one believes in the devil. But I find it to be a more blasphemous problem that people pretend that the devil is much more than he is. When I hear people talk about the devil receiving victories, I'm horrified. Who's the devil fighting? He's fighting God. How does a creature gain a victory over God? My children have a term that they gathered from the secular society that's come into our household. It's called a capital L loser. You know, not just a regular loser, but a capital L loser. And the devil is the capital L loser of eternity. He never wins. He knows he's not going to win. He's smart enough to know he can't beat God, but yet he tries in his pride. He tries to win. And every time he thinks he's got a victory, the closer he thinks he has the victory and the bigger he thinks the victory is going to be, the greater the glory God is going to bring out of his stupidity, or his pride, I should say.